Now, we're going to talk about what to listen for next year. Right here in our Washington studios, we have two of the biggest music fans of the Tell Me More team, the sort who've always got their ears to the ground. Veronica Miller is a freelance producer on the program, as is Sarah Ventry, who also works as a freelance music journalist. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, hey, Allison.
So you both heard Danielle, Jasmine, and Franny's picks for 2011. Before we talk about next year, I want to hear about your favorite recordings by women this year. Sarah, you first.
Okay, so one of my absolute favorite records this year was by an all-female supergroup called Wild Flag. And I know you also...
I love them.
Yes, I know you also really like this band. They, like I said, are a super group. So even though the band is new, most of the women are really, they're all really established musicians. Two of the members in this band used to be in a band called Sleater-Kinney, which is a really iconic punky riot girl band. And they, if you, you know, grew up like me, really listening to a lot of rock, you really admire female artists like Carrie Brownstein, amazing guitarist, Mary Timoney, super talented. They are incredible.
All right, let's hear them. All right, Veronica, we hear you are cheating with your pick a little bit.
I am cheating a little bit because I don't have a pick for best female artist, but one of my favorite records this year is by an artist, R&B artist named Eric Roberson. And I picked him because his music is very romantic and woman-friendly, and it's different from most of the mainstream R&B that's out right now. His record is called Mr. Nice Guy, and one of my favorite songs off the album is a track called Picture Perfect. It's an ode to the woman of his life.
Girl, you are picture perfect, perfect picture. Yes, you are, yeah. I couldn't draw you better, baby. Just holding your hand gives me satisfaction similar to when two lovers dance.
He's got sort of a updated old school R&B thing happening.
Absolutely.
Remember Norman Collins, you know, You Are My Starship, that kind of
absolutely
vibe?
Absolutely. Like one of the lines in his song is, I couldn't draw you better, baby. You are so divine. I guess God took his time when he came up with your design.
Okay.
You know? So I think it's great.
All right, we're going to look ahead now. What should we be excited about for next year?
Yeah, so there are two albums I'm really psyched about for next year. First is a band called Sleigh Bells. They are a boy-girl duo. They came out with an album called Treats in 2010 that I really enjoyed. And they already dropped a track called Born to Lose off of the record. It dropped a week ago. And I really appreciate how in-your-face their music is because they do it while they still have these really feminine vocals. I think that's amazing.
Wow, there's a lot going on in that track.
There is. All Songs Considered said they are a band that has teeth. And the other thing I'm really excited about is DJ Lowdown Loretta Brown, which is Erykah Badu's new project. She's going to be dropping a mixtape next year, possibly produced by a really well-known producer called Flying Lotus. And AllHipHop.com quoted her as saying, this project will, quote, melt any DJ's face off. So, Erykah, I'm ready to have my face melted.
Face melting.
Yes.
Veronica, who are you looking for? And well, will they melt your face?
Well, they won't melt my face, but they'll make me very happy because they are what I call my hair twin. Allison can look at me. I have very big hair. And my hair twin is Esperanza Spalding, the jazz bassist.
That is
had
true.
A great year last year. She won Best New Artist at the Grammys, beating Justin Bieber, inciting the rage of all the Bieber fever fans out there. But I'm hearing that she's coming out with something new next year, and I'm excited about that.
So she straddles a lot of genres, which is really interesting.
Absolutely.
To listen to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also, really briefly, the way we consume music has changed a bit in the last few years. And Veronica, you're a Spotify girl. That's that thing on Facebook where I have to listen to what everybody else is listening
to,
right?
Yeah, it's on Facebook if you want it to be on Facebook. But Spotify is the new online music service that launched this year. I was one of the early users. And basically what it is a free streaming music service where you can just go on there and search an album, search an artist, search a track, and listen to it on demand when you want it. They do have a premium service where you can listen to it on your mobile phone or you can listen to it while you're not connected online. But the only thing about it is that not every song is available yet. Like earlier this year, Adele's 21, which was one of the hugest albums of the year, was not available on Spotify until very recently.
Gasp. Sarah, you, like me, are a vinyl girl.
I am a vinyl girl. And what I think is really interesting is that this vinyl resurgence is happening at the same time as things like Spotify are super, super popular.
Is it the texture, the actual touching of something, feeling the grooves under your fingers?
Yes, I love being able to hold it. And I don't want to sound all hipstery, but I like the way it sounds. And I think that people are trying to figure out new ways to make vinyl interesting. People are pressing them in different colors. So yeah, I like vinyl records, and I'm still down with getting my vinyls and playing them on a record player at home.
I'm so glad the colored records are back. That was
yeah,
so great.
It's great.
Brothers Johnson, Strawberry Letter 23, I'm just saying. That was Sarah Ventry and Veronica Miller. They're both freelance producers and resident music buffs here at Tell Me More. Let's go out on a song that I really loved this year. It's called Business by Toon Yards. And that's our program for today. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Tune in for more talk tomorrow. Get up, stand up, get up, stand up, get on it.